Hello, I'm Arch, and I'm 83 years old. A couple of years ago, I didn't think I'd live this long, but here I am, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, bright-eyed anyway. In early June, 3 years ago, my doctor found a spot in one lung during a routine chest x-ray. We had all kinds of trouble getting appointments for follow-up, so it was late July before I got a biopsy on the lung spot. It was a non-small cell carcinoma. CT and PET scans showed something suspicious in my neck and at the base of my tongue. The thing on the neck was biopsied in August and was a carcinoma of the same type as in the lung. I spent most of one day with a panel of specialists at a medical center who went over the whole thing. They didn't want to commit, but the general consensus was that I had a 5 to 15% chance of a cure and a life expectancy of 3 to 4 years. Surgery on the lung was not advised. I questioned my doctor about whether we could cure cancer in the lung by any means other than surgery, and he said, reluctantly, no, you really can't. All in all, it wasn't too encouraging. Various doctors kept looking for whatever was at the base of my tongue, but it wasn't until late September that they found a tonsil that just didn't look right. In October, I had surgery on the neck and the tonsil. That wasn't a lot of fun. Starting in November, I got radiation to the lung and to the neck and shoulder 5 days a week. I made them stop the neck and shoulder part early because they were burning me to a crispy critter and I couldn't take it anymore. Now to the protocell part. My doctor gave me a copy of Tanya Pierce's book, Outsmart Your Cancer, and suggested I study the info about protocell. Based on that, I began taking Formula 50 in late August. The cancer on my neck, which was easy to see, got noticeably smaller during the 6 weeks on protocell before surgery. The surgeon had told me that it was about 6 centimeters long, but the pathologist found only a 1 centimeter carcinoma in the yellowish, jelly-like material removed during surgery. I've had CAT scans, first every 3 months, now every 6 months. All have shown no cancer, only some scarring in the lung. So I said, is it gone? He says, as far as I can tell, it's gone. There's nothing there but a little scar tissue. So I feel that protocell took that away. At my lowest point in all this, among many low points, I had lost about 30 pounds, had lost my sense of taste, and was very, very tired. I'm a lot better now, and I'm struggling not to get too fat, but still taking protocell. It's so easy to do and so inexpensive, I think anybody with cancer ought to take it.